Good morning. Hi. This is the short introduction to Herb Fitch's mystical series, and we're looking at 6-1, which is where he talks about that holy thing which shall be born of thee will be called the Son of God. Now, that holy thing which will be born of thee is Christ. It's a very real experience. Sometimes it comes in meditation. You sit down, you close your eyes, you listen, you are receptive, and you feel the Christ, the movement, Spirit, the Father, the presence. The name you give it is not important. What is important is that each day you surrender a little more and let it take over. And the way that you do that, well, he's given you a dozen, Joel Goldsmith gave you a dozen ways to do it. You can practice the presence. You can say to yourself, this food on my table wouldn't be here except for the presence, the Father, which produced it, or which is appearing as my supply. And then before you go out the door in the morning, I go before thee to make the crooked places straight. So you can practice the presence. You wake up in the middle of the night and you recognize I and the Father are one. You wake up first thing in the morning. As a wave is one with the ocean, so am I one with God. As a sunbeam is one with the sun, so am I one with God? I and the Father are one, and all that the Father hath is mine. And so we rest in that. These are the ways that you slowly, instead of, oh, I've got a meeting this morning I've got to get to. Where are my notes? I've got to make a good impression. I've got to influence these people to vote for our product. You see, instead of going out as a human being, you go out as that holy thing which will be born of thee, will be called the Son of God. And so you practice the principles and you find that many times it goes before you to make the crooked places straight. It goes before you to prepare a parking space for you. In downtown Los Angeles, in the rain. And it's a marvelous thing. You find that you need something, you go to the store, and you see there's, well, these days, there's only one on the shelf. These days, I'll repeat, there's only one on the shelf. You get it, you go up front. Somebody says, oh, you only have one item? Here, you go before me. You're experiencing synchronicity. You're in the right place at the right time. And this is not your doing because you didn't sit down and think, where should I be at 10:45? It's a different way to live. It's the infinite way. You let the infinite live your life. So Herb is trying to get you to see that you are not, there is not one Son of God, Jesus Christ. There is one Son of God, but it's not one individual. The Son of God is the complete manifestation of God, which is infinite, which is eternal, which is the is we are living in. Every individual is the Son of God, manifested in an individual way. And so the entire invisible life, that is the Son of God. I need to cover this tiny little piece down here. I can only do it if I reach back here. Anyway, so Joel says it's teaching how you and I as individuals can release the full power of God into our daily experience. Now, when you think of power, please don't think of power as one power over another. God over the devil, or God over disease, or God over lack, or God over limitation, or God over loneliness. God's not over anything, because God is everything. What is there to be over? You see, the over is in the human mind, also known as the world mind. And we are listening to a different voice. We are now listening to the voice within. Call it what you want. I like Father within. I like the presence. Sometimes I like Christ. But call it what you want. But we're listening to it. We're taking our guidance and direction from it. And we're no longer following the world mind. Oh, yes, we hear it. If we have our TV tuned to the news, we're sure to see how horrible the pandemic is, how it's killing people left and right. And there are new variants, Omicron, I think, and what was the other one? I can't remember now. But there are different variants, and you got to get a booster every year for the rest of your life. It's enough to start the world mind in you echoing that. And you feel some of that panic. And you feel that there's something you need to do. And there is. And that's listen to a different voice. Come home within yourself. The Son of God lives there. The Son of God lives in every blade of grass. Well, how can you say that? I can mow it up and kill it all. I can burn it. Yes, you can. But what you're burning is mental concepts, because where you see the grass is the invisible Son of God. And when you know that, oh my God, it looks so beautiful. And it grows wonderfully. I tried the experiment with the plant, not on purpose. I had a wandering Jew. And every day I talked to the Father within it. Hi, Father, are you thirsty? And I pour some water on it. Clean the leaves. It grew like crazy and it never got any sun. It was in the house. Just the recognition brings it out. And if you're going about your business, one of the funnest things you can do, one of the funnest things I can do, is I look at people and I recognize, I feel the Christ within them. I and the Father are one, and I feel that. Here I am. It is I. Be not afraid. And then you draw it out. They change. You don't say a word. It's all done within. and they change before your eyes. They become friendly. They become helpful. It's outstanding. It's just wonderful, a wonderful experience. So all this is recognition of the Father within, of the Son of God. And that's what he wants you to see here in this lesson. The Son of God is the invisible life of God. Yes. And that invisible life of God is everywhere you look, everything you look at. You're giving it all these concepts. The concepts aren't there. They're here. What is there? I am the invisible presence, which you feel in your meditation. So, Herb is hoping to awaken you to the fact that Jesus is not the only Son, or Jesus is not the only man manifestation. Right? We all are that manifestation. And if we step aside a little and let the Father come through, then we really are the Son in experience as well as in idea. So, wherever form and the real life are joined in one, you will see the powers of God made visible. Yes, that's what I started to say. The power of God is not one power over another, but it is power in the sense that it goes before you and prepares a place for you. Excuse me. It is power in the sense that it turns selfish people into harmonious people. It is power in the sense that it can remake your entire body so that it becomes Christ appearing as form. Now, that's pretty much the introduction. If you read or listen to tape number 6-1, then you will be caught up with today's lesson, lesson 20. And next week will be 6-2. That might bring an end to the study. We'll see. Okay, so I'm going to sign off now. It's not about me. It's about Herb and what you get out of his talk. And what you get out of his talk is what you bring to it. You bring the Son of God. You bring God consciousness to it. And then see what you get. Okay? Okay.